Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And I love the simplicity with which it boils back down to these five readily available amino acids. The thing I was also going to say about GABA is what we learned in the mood cure, and we touched on lightly there, was that, and sort of extrapolating the conversation a little bit down a tangent, was the inherited nature of some of these predispositions for certain craving patterns, like because of certain centers are just naturally more inclined to want to be more seeky. I'm going to use the word seeky. I've just made up a word. But some people are more like, and it became more apparent to me with GABA, which is like some people are just more naturally gifted in the GABA space. Like they're just naturally more relaxed. And they've just naturally got GABA centers, which produce healthier amount of GABAs, and you can just sort of see that they're a bit more, I don't want to say Rastafarian, but relaxed nonetheless, as opposed to certain people, yeah, just significantly more, have a greater propensity to just flick into that adrenaline-driven state. And so using that as a bit of a platform to sort of go into, yeah, like predispositions, like mental predispositions, do you think we inherit some of this or do we develop this as we go, you know, a bit of both?
Well, I want to try and make this clear again, because most of the people alive right now are too young to have experienced the fact that we didn't have mood problems significantly, and we didn't have food problems because of our mood problems at all for most of our several million years on the planet. Yes, however, there are traits that get passed down. So even in those days, there were people who came from families that were more uptight. You know, they didn't have as much GABA as someone else, but it didn't stop them from enjoying life and doing well and so forth. But there was an atmosphere in the house, you know, whereas other people were, you know, sometimes relaxed to a fault. You know, their house would be a big mess, you know, because, you know, they weren't driven and feeling stressed if things were not organized. So yes, there are weaknesses, you know, vulnerabilities that we have genetically that would make it easier for one center to become depleted as opposed to another. So if from the stressed out family, we would naturally become depleted in GABA and look for food that would be calming, or drugs that would be calming. And so we would really need that GABA supplementation to support a little bit of a tenuous ability to relax. You know, as I say, you know, before 1970, this was the happy-go-lucky country, you know, can do. And, you know, people really felt that way. When you see pictures, everyone is slender. Everyone is energetic. It's remarkable to look at crowd pictures from before 1970.
What happened then? Can you, we've touched on this a few times.
I would love to explain what happened. You know, I'm saying it's not your fault.
Please.
Tobacco industry has designed products that are going to addict you to foods. But really what happened to make us more vulnerable, some very significant, you know, the first time in the human race that we had voluntarily limited our intake of basic nutrients happened in the 70s. We were mistakenly guided by the government, which was guided by a few individuals, academics in the nutrition field, who had theories that things could be better than they had been in the last few million years if we would only adjust our diet a little bit. And we were starting to have a heart disease problem. Now that later, you know, hindsight, we realized the tobacco use at that time before the 70s was too high and was contributing to heart disease. But also we found out fairly recently that some of these nutrition experts, academics, were paid to put the blame on fat rather than on sugar for our increasing heart disease problem.
And the problem with that being that sugar is highly addictive and fat is vital for your nutrient delivery mechanisms, right?
That's right. Sugar is entirely extraneous. We don't need it at all. It's pretty much only bad for us. And we weren't that interested in it. We had access to it. Table sugar, you know, for over 100 years we've had access to it, but people just didn't use it that much. They liked it, but so.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When we were told to cut out our fat, which, as you say, is an essential nutrient, and by the way, somehow or another, we were told to cut out only animal fat, and the synthetic fats, which were gathering momentum, were big profit centers because they were very cheap to make, like margarine and like vegetable oil. Mazola, corn oil, you know, was the early proponent. So then not only did we cut back on the amounts, but we cut back on the quality of the fat we were using. And because animal fat, and they were blaming the cholesterol content of animal fat, which now has been exonerated. You know, we didn't have heart disease for 2 million years when we were eating almost nothing but animal fat. So we were told in the 70s that for our health's sake, and somehow we were very easily convinced, we had to cut out the fat and increase carbs. And that so carbs were like the free-for-all zone. Carbs are fine, fats are bad, and protein, you know, the high protein sources are animal derived, and they have some of this cholesterol containing fat, so that they were under a cloud also. So basically we were told carb load. And it was the decade in the 70s where we were becoming athletic, and we were told that high carb foods, pasta, sugars, whatever, so fat-free cakes and so forth became tremendously popular. And so we gravitated towards sugar And at the same time, a new sugar was invented and marketed in that same decade that was 10 times more addictive and pleasant than table sugar. And that sugar is called high fructose syrup, you know, either from corn, from fruit, from agave, it doesn't matter where it's from. It is so much more addictive than table sugar. And so we became addicted to it. So we turned to grains and sugars, the high carb foods. And I should mention here, because a lot of people know that there's a question about the gluten content. It's the protein in wheat, you know, so in breads and processed and so forth. The source of our wheat entirely changed in the 1970s as well. And so it appears that, you know, something that was already very popular became even more compelling. And then there was another factor, and this is something that as spiritually oriented people, we have to struggle with, and that is that we were introduced to vegetarian and vegan diets as both an ethical option and a spiritual option. And there was this burgeoning interest in spirituality around that time too, that has continued. And so we were further encouraged to go towards the carbs and away from the animal protein that we had depended on. So these are some of the key changes in diet that occurred that just pulled the rug out from under our nutritional wisdom, you know, the instincts for what we needed and what our forebears had thrived on. Most people don't even know what their forebears were thriving on now, because now, you know, it's so easy to be a vegan and eat nothing but junk food. And it gets so confusing because you're addicted to the junk food, but you feel a virtue that you're avoiding animal products. And so the whole realm of diet has become a quagmire and so difficult to navigate.
I hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.